Stibbs thing is, if you hear it on a podcast, it's exaggerated.
It's embellished.
It's embellished. Don't believe it. Katy Perry was on one of the more popular podcasts. They're previewing it now, what Katy Perry was saying on Call Her Daddy. That's the one that got me into the podcasting
world. Oh, yeah. I remember.
That's what I couldn't believe it.
That young lady is wealthy. She got a bag, as the kids would say.
Good. Well, somebody told me about that podcast, Call Her Daddy.
Somebody.
I don't know. Somebody said something about it. And I went on there and started listening to it. I was like, oh, my God.
It's usually young females talking about sexual things.
Oh, yeah.
Hot young women talking about sex. The first one, there was no guest. And the things these women were saying, I was like, are you serious? There was one line I'll never forget about tasting something. Whew. Unbelievable. Sexy. Sexy. Katy Perry was a guest. And they were asked, like, what's your love language and all that? And she's like, forget love language. I love it when Orlando Bloom, her partner, her lover, simply washes the dishes.
It's like, if I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, you better be ready to get your dick sucked. I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. I can buy a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes. I will suck your dick. It's that easy.
All right, so... if Orlando Bloom washes the dishes, do you believe?
I mean, how much is a slob? A slob is he.
I know. Like,
just for once.
Do you think, don't they have a dishwasher? I mean,
yeah.
You think he's in there
how
scrubbing?
How bad is their kitchen?
Is he scrubbing pots and pans all the time?
Mm-hmm. They must have how many times has he gotten credit for it when the housekeeper did it?
Yeah, well, yes, that's another thing. Don't they have a housekeeper that does that? She can buy a red Ferrari. They're rich.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think somebody took care of that.
That's weird. The one is... weirdest workups of all time, and she gets so
really
into it too.
I've never heard anything like it.
I know. She's like, I will, blah, blah, blah. I will do it. Just watch
that. Fine that you made French toast, but clean it up.
I mean, how bad?
Oh, that's your name.
How bad are the dishes in her house? We have a new policy that when we have a dirty dish, it goes directly into the dishwasher. They used to pile up in the sink, and so now my wife is enforcing that. And
who would you say, Kelly, is the biggest violator?
It has to be me because
Daddy.
Yeah, because my kids. Now my son's back at school. My kids eat most of their meals off plastic. They like to go to Chick-fil-A and eat, you know, they just throw their stuff away.
Okay.
I'm making salads. So I've got salad bowls.
You just let it sit.
Well, I get done with it. I just put it in the sink, you know, and run some water in it. And
because someone else will do it?
And I thought somebody else will come along. Used to be my wife would load it up at the end of the night and start the dishwasher. And now she's saying, I'm tired of doing that. You, when you're done with your salad bowl, put it into the dishwasher. And we recently had a clearing of the air about other things, so I said, okay.
Other things?
Well, but, you know, we had a knockdown drag out about, you know, the gym exercise and how obsessive I am and how I'm not present sometimes. And sometimes I don't understand her. You know, it came back to that money. We had a little money issue. So.
Yay.
I think it's good to clear the air. I think it's great to clear the air.
Sounds like it.
Especially on a holiday weekend. I think it's really good. And we did. The air is clear. Made me feel like $1 million. Felt like a weight lifted off my shoulder, you know. She says I pressed too many things down and then explode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to deal with issues as they come up. And that's what I've guaranteed.
When she said you pressed too many things down, did you say, well, you press credit or debit too much?
That's not the thing to say.
Because I think we know where you fall on the argument side of which part was yours.
You press add to cart.
We went through a lot of things, and it was great.
You press checkout now.
Okay, it was great. And that's when they, right before we got to the lake, they took that picture. All right, that picture where my face looks all plasticky. You know? That's when I looked really at my worst, I would say. So it's out there. This is about money as well, I guess. Rick Ross, we've had conversations about him before.
He loves chicken wings and his neighbors.
He's a big Wingstop guy, and the last time we heard from him, he was saving Tyreek Hill's house. Well, he was saying his house is on fire, man, so I've canceled the order of my lemon pepper chicken wings. I think that's what, was it lemon pepper that he
had? Right. Yeah, he's a lemon pepper guy.
I thought so.
He's waiting for his wings to show up, but they were going to be delayed because of all the fire trucks.
Yeah, that was the classic when Tyreek Hill's house, which is his neighbor, was on fire.
I had some Wingstop wings on the way being delivered, but as y'all can see, They said it was a minor fire over at Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill crib. That's right across the street from one of my cribs. As long as everybody's safe, that's more important than my lemon pepper wings, my ranch dressing, and my roasted corn. Trust me.
He got some heat for that. He indirectly promoted his wings.
And even from Tyreek Hill saying, hey, man, my house is on fire, and you made it into a Wingstop commercial.
Does Mr. Ross own stock in Wingstop?
Oh, yeah. He owns several locations.
He owns some big restaurants.
That came out later when Tyreek said, hey, man, the flames behind you. Mm-hmm. Could you have called somebody before?
This fire roasted corn is fresh.
Yes. Well, now Rick himself is at his own crib, presumably
the Florida one?
In Miami, mm-hmm. I think it is. And he says, I got the biggest pool in America. I mean, he's just, by the way, it's a big pool. It looks like, you know, like you'd see at a resort somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of pool.
But for the record, this is a fact. This is the largest residential swimming pool in the United States of America. United States of America. That's right. The U.S. of A.
You've heard of it. You heard of the country, the United States of America. This is the largest pool in it. It is at Rick Ross's crib. He wanted everybody to know it. I can't dispute it. It's big. I don't know if there's a bigger one.
Yeah.
I saw Ben Affleck and J-Lo's recently. That's a big one, too.
Yeah.
I can't compare, but that one, he says, it's a known fact, is the largest. Now, that's not a podcast. Do you buy that?
I do.
You could do the checking on
Rick
that.
Rick Ross, I buy.
Yeah, because it's on video.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
You see it. It's a large pool.
I think he would probably, he seems like the type of guy to say to a contractor, mm-hmm. when you're building this pool,
I want it.
I don't want anyone mm-hmm. bigger. I want this to be the biggest.
Yeah. And I think what
he
you
said, you go do the research,
yep.
find the biggest one in pool. California, find the biggest one in Florida, make this one 10 feet bigger.
I think he's going to regret that. Most people want a smaller pool. The maintenance on those pools.
Yeah,
you know, the chemicals.
You said early in the summer, most people, when they get a big pool, regret it, and they want a smaller pool because you just want to get wet in the summer and
cool off.
It's a big pool. Of course, he's got.
But he could fill it up with parties.
Well, that's probably what he's going to wind up doing. So how much of the Katy Perry story do you believe? Do you believe that Orlando Bloom's doing a lot of dishes?
In exchange for beach?
Sexual favors?
I don't.
I don't either.
In fact, I think she just kind of got caught up in the moment and the environment of that podcast, personally.
Agreed. And I think she made up a chore that nobody likes to do and says, hey, if you just do this, mm-hmm. I'll give you beach, you know?
Wiggly vacuums.